This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
All right, time to get to our guy, Ryan Wood, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. How are we doing, Ryan Wood?
You've done a real problem for live radio. You left me speechless. I don't know how I'm supposed to speak after that. I'm just kind of like, I got this look of shock and horror on my face.
Shock and horror.
Because I called you Mr. Christmas. Is that what did it? Is that what ruined it for you?
And like Gary, we need to take Sparky out for like an intervention here. What? It's on us, Gary.
Yeah. Ryan Wood, at some point you're going to have to just come sit in the house and experience it. Experience what Christmas is meant to be.
Key question. Do you already have this up in your house, or do you at least like wait until it's closer to December?
November 6th, it will go up.
November 6th?
Normally, we do it. Normally, it's the day after Halloween, but Halloween is a Sunday, and I'm not taking off work on Monday to do it. So it will be November 6th is the day it's going up.
So Thanksgiving is not even in observance. You just eat the turkey, but it is Christmas season.
Yes.
As soon as Halloween's over.
For sure, yes. Yes.
Okay.
No question. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We move on. We move on to the next thing. Packers, they play all through the fall, winter, the whole deal. Any concern, if you ask a player like Leroy, he just scoffs at this every time I've brought it up over the last decade or whatever, but I bring it up every time. Any concern about this game turning into what kind of the Saints game was, where it's come in, we'll win, whatever, we'll be fine. Especially knowing that it's a short week and you have to travel to take on the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday following this game?
Well, I think that it's less concerned since this has already happened, right? Like, they know now. They know better, you would think, because they've learned the hard way. They lost to a Saints team that they're better than. They're better than the Saints. And they lost by a lot because they overlooked them. So you would think that wouldn't happen again. But this is absolutely... It's the proverbial trap game, and I understand that trap games are only trap games if you don't show up to play, and I think this Packers team is going to show up to play, and they're a much better team than Washington, but it's also that they've arrived at this very peculiar part in their season, the same part in the season that all 32 teams arrive in. 1 week from today, they are playing at the Arizona Cardinals, which is... You can make an argument the toughest task right now to do in the NFL is to have a long flight on a short week to Arizona to play in primetime against the only remaining NFL undefeated team. I don't know if it gets harder than that. I mean, that's about the toughest task that you've got, and that's 1 week from today. And, oh, by the way, they have to play another game before then. So that's why it's a trap game. But it's only a trap game if they don't show up. I think this team's going to show up because it's already seen what happens when it doesn't.
You know, I'm gonna do this. Hate doing this back when I played, but I think it's harder, though, for athletes today because back when we played, we didn't have this social media stuff or whatever, right? And I don't know how much these guys are on Instagram or if they're on Twitter or if they're on Facebook. I don't know how much they're on it because most certainly on Twitter right now, I mean, I was just looking at something the other day from Ben Fennell, and he's already tweeting out about this Arizona game. So, I mean, there's a lot of it out there. And so you would think that some of these players are on these social sites and they see this kind of stuff, that it seeps in some sort of kind of way?
I don't even think they have to see it. I mean, even without seeing it, they know it's coming. You know, here's a quick story. The players might know. Matt LaFleur, he might just be living in his own universe. All right, so I did a story on Matt LaFleur into Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. I sat down with him, and the very start of the conversation, we were talking, you know, small talk. And this is how it usually, you know, in a setting like this, it usually starts this way, just small talk, not part of the story. But we're talking about, you know, traveling and the schedule. And he actually asked what was coming up past a couple weeks. He did not know the schedule past a couple weeks. I had to tell Matt LaFleur, in 3 weeks this game's coming up. He didn't know. I was shocked by that. It wasn't a front. It wasn't a show. It was just me and him there. This guy's laser focused. I mean, this guy. I think a lot of coaches are probably that way, but this guy especially. This guy's laser focused, and when he says it's all about Washington. It is all about Washington for him right now. He delegates part of his staff like he does any other week to do some advanced prep, right? I mean, that's common in this league. For him, he's the play caller. He's making the game plan. He is all in on Washington right now, and I don't doubt that. I think he absolutely is. Now, the players, we'll see, because that's a bit – it's a week from today. That feels like a big game. For late October, it feels like a big game. I think it's going to be a lot of fascinated eyeballs around the league on that game, but they got to get through this one. They got to muddle through Washington and take care of business. I think they will, but it's kind of an interesting setup.
Here's why it's not a trap, Tabor. Whatever y'all media people say, here's why.
Media people, yeah, you're on radio, Leroy.
I'm not media. It's the three of y'all. I'm not media. You got to be really, really good for this to be a trap. With the roster that they ended the Chicago game with all those backups, special teamers, Justin Fields could have had, if he'd hit some throws, could have been a different ball game. If you look at the Pittsburgh game, if Ben Roethlisberger was on point, could have been a different ball game. I mean, and we all know about Cincinnati. So this team is not in that space to where they look past anybody. I mean, they got to be on point. That's why Matt LaFleur is thinking that my team is not superior enough to look past anybody. With that being said, by the way, I think, to me, they're going to have to run the football, play good defense, bend, don't break. Because, again, if you have guys out there that don't really know the system, I mean, I know they signed a young man, Whitney. What can you do with these guys in 2 or 3 weeks before you can get to after Arizona? Now you got 10 days to kind of rest up. But with all those new guys out there, I'm expecting mistakes this week.
Yeah, you know, at some point you're just so injured that it takes a toll, right? And I think that you talked about the throws that Justin Fields had available to him and missed in Chicago, that a lot of those were against injured guys, or injury replacements, I should say.
Right.
So at some point it makes a difference. To Gary's point, the players – when you've got bottom of the roster guys on the field, they can't afford to have a trap game. They're playing
exactly
for their job.
That's right.
And that's the reality the team is in, too. There's a lot of backups on the field right now. Yeah. I mean, John Runyon Jr. is playing for his starting job every week, right? Lucas Patrick, who's probably going to be the center this week, he's playing for his starting job. Rasul Douglas, who I would imagine if Kevin King doesn't play, is going to be playing. You know, he's playing for his roster spot. Like, these guys are playing for their job, so it does diminish the trap. You know, it was different week one when it was all top of the roster guys.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yes.
So that's a difference, but no, I think as a whole, it's just one of those things where the Packers are a lot better. I mean, they've got Aaron Rodgers against Taylor Heinicke. It's big, big.
And they're 5-1.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
You know, talking with Ryan Wood at the Green Bay Press Gazette.
An
follow him on Twitter.
Journalist.
At By Ryan Wood. Yes, he wins lots and lots of awards.
Well, y'all need to say his name right, man. Promote the man a little bit.
Sorry. Go ahead, name the awards he's won.
It's just award-winning.
Award-winning.
Yeah.
We're an award-winning show. That's why he's on the show.
I'd be wanting you to say that, too, but sometimes you're too modest.
Yeah, it's a good match. It's a very good
Brag
match.
Brag a little bit.
All right, so having that said, Ryan, what's your pick for this weekend's game?
I've got Packers. I don't know that they'll necessarily wipe the floor with them, but I just don't see how Washington wins this game, to be honest with you. At least the Saints, they've got Sean Payton. They got a lot more talent. I don't. Let's say Packers 30 to Washington 16.
Let me ask you this real quick before we let you get going. I like that score. With the addition of the new linebacker, is it Marcellus or Marcellus?
Marcellus.
Is there some thought that maybe Za'Darius may not be back or Preston Smith is hurt more than that we think that they are, because now they went and picked up Jalen Smith and this young man, both really kind of at the same position?
I think Whitney Marcellus, and I don't know this, but just my read on it, I could be wrong, my read on it has way more to do with Preston Smith than Za'Darius Smith. They already knew Za'Darius Smith, he's out long haul. I mean, he might not get back this season. They have to be accounted for that possibility already. Mm-hmm. That didn't change. Mm-hmm. Preston Smith, his oblique, those obliques are tough. I mean, those are tricky injuries. They're very difficult to get right. You got to be careful with them. Because that's that soft tissue, and you get aggravated, it's a huge deal. Then I would predict, and I could be wrong, I would predict that Preston Smith misses his first game of his career this Sunday against Washington, the team that drafted him in the second round of 2015. He is 102 for 102 in his career. He has never missed a game. I would predict that Preston Smith misses this game against Washington again. I could be absolutely 100% wrong here. It's just the prediction. But that just because of that oblique. So I think that, for sure, Whitney Marcellus. And the other thing, too, even if they had Za'Darius Smith and even if they had Preston Smith healthy, which they don't, but even if they did, they're still thin at outside linebacker. Because behind those two guys, they've got Rashawn Gary. And Jonathan Garvin has had some moments.
Right.
It flashed.
But he's not here. He's not your solid number four outside linebacker. I mean, they really go three deep at the position when they're healthy, and the top two of those three are very likely not available. The one definitely not available. The other very likely not available. So even with, it's a good pickup from that standpoint. The other thing, Whitney Marcellus, it's about as good as you can get on the outside linebacker open market in October. I mean, they come available. So good on Brian Gutekunst for jumping on opportunity.
Well, they got one other guy from the Texans, Devondre Campbell. They got another guy in Randall Cobb. I mean, they're doing pretty good taking the guys they don't want from Houston and make him into something. So hopefully this will work the same way. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, take care.
There he is, Ryan Wood on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.